blessings to those with eyes and ears. Before I get to this first caller, or the second, this next caller, I would like to tell a short story. In the mid-90s, there were some individuals that got around me, and that they got exposed to some new ideas. And they didn't like these ideas. I mean, big time they didn't like them. And they were sort of in a circumstance where they had to be around me on various occasions. They would monotone me. Yes, no, they didn't want to talk to me. And then, approximately 4 years later, they came up here to Arkansas, and they opened up their book, and they said, guess what, Jerry, we found some stuff out that you didn't find out. And they were going over this subject that they didn't like at all. I mean, they really detested me. And now they were showing me the stuff I didn't tell them. And I let them visit with me for like 45 minutes to an hour. And I said, that's great, all the stuff that I didn't tell you. You found all this stuff. The next day, when they were a little more calmed down, because now they had learned something. See, they had actually gone to the back of the classroom, and they had sat down, and they had opened their eyes, they'd opened their ears, and they started studying. And then they came forward, and I said, okay, now move up to the front of the classroom now, kids. And there's real nice folks, okay, real nice folks. And then I pulled out a folder, and I said, here's 90 pages on that typed out. And they said, oh, my goodness, you did know those things. I said, no, I don't know everything, but some things you talked about I did, but move on up front of the classroom. Anyway, we have another caller. We actually have three online, and we'll get to each of you as soon as we can. I believe there's a caller from Indiana, and if they'd like to identify themselves, let's go forward.
Yeah, my name's Keith.
How you doing tonight, Keith?
Jerry, you believe in the law of God, and the book of Deuteronomy is the law of the Father, right?
I believe that the law is interspersed throughout the Old Testament and
parts of the New
Testament, yes.
Let's not go into it. Is Deuteronomy called a book of the law in the Bible?
I believe that all of the books in the Testament have the law in them. And
okay.
I believe that the first books of Exodus through Deuteronomy are more specific, but you find details in Jeremiah, Isaiah, Isaac, and so forth.
Yes, okay, that's fine, but Deuteronomy is a book of the law of the Father, as you say, right?
I say it's one of the books. You cannot leave out Leviticus because tells you tremendous information that is not necessarily covered in Deuteronomy.
We're off course. A book of the law is all I said, right? You agree, right? Deuteronomy is a book of the law.
As long as we don't make it singular, yes.
I said A. Okay, another one. You know, we can go off forever. But I'm just saying, in Deuteronomy 7, God names seven nations in verse 1. In verse 2, he commands them to utterly destroy them. In verse 3, he commands no interracial marriage with them. In verse 4, he tells them that God's anger will turn against them if they don't do it. But here's the point. Verse 6 says this, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Is that racist to you?
No, it's not racist at all. No, it is not racist.
Who in the world do you think Israel is on the earth today?
They are scattered, and they are a remnant, and they certainly are not those individuals over there in Jerusalem.
Okay, we agree on that, but they're not, you know, Israel's not a remnant. There's about 500 million of them on the earth right now.
Well, I disagree with you. I think there's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about 5 million.
Well, of course you're going to disagree with the truth, because there isn't 5 million. Who are you referring to, Sephardic Jews? Is that who you're thinking?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Who are the 5 million then? Name them. Where do they live and who are they?
I believe that they are the remnant of the tribes, or of the 12 tribes, of Israel, being all of those individual names. We've got to take a break. We'll be back shortly, folks.
You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. God, nice and easy does it every time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for returning. Keith, let me offer to you, if I can. Still there, Keith?
I'm here.
All right, let me offer to you Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And the remnant of my people shall possess them. It's a small remnant at the very end of times that are left. You can check the word remnant, and you will find there's 30 or 40 different verses.
Well, let me correct you on that.
You might want to look at the fact that he will bring the remnant of his people to the land of the wilderness between the seas. We got the Atlantic Pacific. You can also see that he will bring the remnant of his people to the land of the wilderness of the people. And the North American red man is called, each tribe is called a people, and collectively they're called people. There are a significant number of good men on the planet that it is the job of the chosen people to let them understand the Father's laws and to assist those individuals. Those individuals still can get into the supper, okay? But they're not the ones that have the burden of getting all the work done. They're supposed to, you know, you can bring them some water, but it's our job to provide that water to everybody of the good people. Does that make any sense, Keith?
No, you just totally screwed it up again, Jerry.
Oh, so you don't think there's good people on the planet?
Look,
I mean, do you think there's good people on the planet?
Ask me a question. Do you want me to answer or not?
Yeah. Do you think there's good people on the planet?
Yeah, those who God imputes his righteousness to, which is Christ. And you have a father and a son who are two different ones when really they're one. Christ said plainly, I and the Father are one. But you see, you don't get that.
Now he says we are the same will. We are one will.
Wait a minute. I get sick of this thing. You give me 10 seconds, you go on for a minute, blah, blah, blah. You quoted from Zephaniah. Good. A remnant saved. That's true. That doesn't mean that there aren't hundreds of millions of Israelites on the earth and only a remnant will be saved. That's true. But there are still hundreds of millions of Israelites on the earth.
Okay, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion. That's a fact.
Well, no, it's your opinion.
Well, you don't know who Israel is. Okay, let me ask you this. Before I get off, because talking to you is worthless. You're either insane or demon-possessed. I don't know which. But let me ask you this.
Why don't you come visit me and try that face-to-face, my friend? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll promise not to use anything except two fingers on my left hand.
I know. You're tough and you're... I know. I understand. Let's talk about the Bible for a second. You said Peter was in error. I want to know, where was Peter in error?
Well, let's see. What did the Christ say? Peter, and we're in the Gospel of John. When you are older and you stretch forth your arms, another shall carry you where you wouldest not go. Isn't that pretty simple? The Christ said Peter's going to make the mistake. Think about that, Keith. Read the words of the cross.
Where are you quoting from in John?
The last chapter of John, right after the Christ asked him, do you love me, Peter? And Peter says, yes, I do. And after he asked him three times, then, and in specific, I'll give you the exact what it says. Give me just a second here. He says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest where thou wouldest. But then when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou would not. That's very clear that Peter was going to make the mistake. So all you have to do is hunt him down.
Well,
and if
wait
I
a minute.
Had about 4 hours nonstop, I could show you his errors.
Well, if you had 4 hours nonstop, I'd hear nothing but lies, because you understand that Peter was not converted yet because he couldn't be converted till Christ died and the law was written in his heart and his mind. The New Testament didn't begin till he shed his blood.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand that?
I do not get that at all. But Christ died because he was required by the Father's law. He had divorced the tribes of Israel, and in his Father's law, you cannot remarry a bride until both have suffered a physical death.
Well,
so you may need to go to the back of the classroom, may need to do a little study in there.
Well, John,
anyway, we're going to go on to another caller. Hope you'll keep studying, Keith. You may find out that as your zealousness, if you turn it correctly, will be very powerful. Anyway, let's take on the next caller, please.
Hey, Jerry, this is Lane in Texas. How are you?
Pretty good, Lane.
Well, my call is resulting from last week. You were talking about some of the languages of the, I think you said that even Hebrew, what we call Paleo-Hebrew today, which is actually the only Hebrew, was not really the first language, I think, maybe that Adam would have been speaking. Is that something along the lines you said last week? You kind of went through it quickly. I didn't catch it all.
Well, Paleo, the actual meaning of Paleo means the language spoken prior to Hebrew. It does not mean an earlier form of Hebrew, and when we do our studies, we find that we have something called Old Hebrew, and we have something called Modern Hebrew. And what Daniel was speaking is called the ancient language of the angels, and this can be verified by going to, good universities where they do antiquity studies of paleographic. There is no study of ancient languages. That's a misnomer because they didn't have recording machines.
Well, my cut on Paleo-Hebrew was what they throw in there, and when I say it is the true Hebrew, it's to differentiate from the stuff called Yiddish today that people claim is Hebrew. It's just Yiddish. It's not even Hebrew. It's been my experience. It's picked up by the Jews. It's part German. It's part, Khazarian or whatever. But in other words, they say Paleo-Hebrew to actually indicate that the language, not to be confused with what we call Hebrew today, modern Hebrew, like you said.
Yeah, well,
I think Paleo just means is prior to, doesn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
And, the gentleman that began and where the whole terminology and discussion on Paleo-Hebrew began, his name is Scott Vaught. spent 40 years in the Middle East looking at paleographic stuff, and he then came back to America in the 80s. Well, he was back and forth all the time, but in the 80s, he then went around this country and was putting on seminars and telling people that there was a language previous to Old Hebrew or modern Hebrew, and it was different. And all kinds of people jumped on the bandwagon and started changing this and changing that, and Scott got quite depressed because he said, you know, I spent 40 years, and these people go out there and they change it around. I said, well, of course. The government doesn't want anybody to get the truth out, and quite frankly, Hebrew is only one of the Canaanite languages. When you look at the Semitic languages, which are the languages of Ham, you then find there's like 20 of them. And so, but, you know, the whole point is we shouldn't be going back and saying Hebrew, Hebrew, Hebrew. And I offer to you, if you will go to freedom-school.com and go to chapter 1, and you will see where the word Hebrew was injected beside Abraham's name. Right. And there's a very intensive study there that you can see that the word Hebrew did not occur in your original scripture.
Well, I looked at your website there. There's a lot of information in there. It's got just have to keep going back. Have you ever seen the Los Lunas, New Mexico inscription of the Ten Commandments there?
Yes, the Los Lomas stone, and
yeah,
Scott Bott is the one that found it.
Okay, well, see,
there's
that,
only nine of the 13 Commandments on there, and they then found another one up in Idaho.
What I was going to say, if you look at that, you can see that it looks so close to what we might call our English alphabet today. Now some of the same, in other words, if you have something that looks like a Y, it may not be a Y as we use it today, but all the symbols are very familiar looking. If you look at what we call modern Hebrew with all those, you know, funny curves on top of all the letters and everything, that's nothing like they wrote back 2,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, do you happen to have a color picture of that Los Lemos stone?
Yeah, I've got David Deal's book. Have you ever read his book on it?
No,
David
but I've
Allen
got
Deal?
A color copy of...
I think he's got some photos in it. I don't have it handy, but I've looked at it before.
Yeah, well, I've got a color copy, 8x12, that Scott gave me.
Okay, and the color represents what?
Well, I mean, it's just in color.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's
very
picture.
Vivid, very vivid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no doubt that by the time that the individuals wrote that stone, they had been here for actually some number of hundreds of years before they actually did that stone. The Jeremiah sailed over here to the wilderness with 20 ships of men, and he left 10 ships here, and then he went back with 10 ships. And, you can get into this by getting a hold of something called the Ode to Tiatephi.
Okay.
And you can read about that, and if you go into it heavily, you will find that in this ode, and, you know, you have to look at words, but Jeremiah sailed up the Mississippi and up the Arkansas River.
Uh-huh.
Now, when Scott, after all these studies, he started going up the Arkansas River by like a little boat, and he started seeing various, you know, inscriptions on certain bluffs.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he started his hunt over a number of years, and he found the Los Lemos stone. But a lot of people that, you know, and Scott does not take a whole lot of calls nowadays. I mean, he went through a divorce, you know, various personal things, and he's very disappointed that the people have said, well, this is just an earlier form of Hebrew. That's not the point. Again, you may verify this by running down something called the Ancient Language of the Angels. And
the
you
angels
can run that down.
Them.
I've done it. And then you say, ooh, that's what Daniel was talking. That's what he was speaking. That's what he was reading.
Well, you're from Arkansas, I think, generally speaking. Have you ever been to the Heathen or Runestone in Oklahoma?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's...
Hold on till we get through this break, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Along the way. Welcome back, and we're going to continue with this short discussion. We do have another, at least one other caller holding, so come on back at me.
Well, I was just going to point out that the Hevner runestone there in southeast Oklahoma, it doesn't have anything to do with Hebrew, but it does represent the fact that people have been coming up the Arkansas River and all across America for, you know, several thousand years. These were Vikings that sailed up.
And oh, yes, I totally agree with you. Solomon had ships coming over here to what we call the Great Lakes, mining, you know, ores and things of that nature.
Copper ore right out of the rock,
sure.
Yes.
But let me ask you one question, if I can, please.
Okay.
Do you think it's important to declare yourself under the Father's laws and under the Christ jurisdiction and so forth? Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, yeah, I do.
Wouldn't you think that would stop anybody claiming that you were under some kind of social contract, which would be under Babylon? Wouldn't that give you a step?
Well, I don't know if it would stop anybody, but from making a claim, but against me. But I mean, you know, that would be my claim. I'm not sure if I follow you there, but.
Well, let's say I'm exclusively under the jurisdiction of the Father, the Christ, the Father's laws. Do you think they have any chance with me in the courtroom?
Well, not in one sense. But you know, they've got the guns, so you may have to do what they tell you to. But not in your mind, anyway.
Well, all I can tell you is I was born in Florida, and I've been here just about 14 years here in Arkansas. They ain't bothered me. They haven't used any guns on me. They haven't done anything like that. And I put out my paperwork what I do. I don't make it up. I've had dozens of people come from around the country and say, oh, you're not conveying without a license, tag, insurance. Say, oh, let's go to the sheriff's department. Let's go to the courthouse when they're in session. They find out I do it. I'm doing these things. And the reason I'm doing them is because I'm ordered to do them by the Father's laws. And that's what I'm trying to communicate to folks, that you can come out of Babylon, because in chapter 18 of the book of Revelation, verse 4, says, O my people, come out of her, being Babylon, lest you partake of her sins and plague. Now, that's an order. And I know the Christ wouldn't give me an order if it wasn't possible to do it. Didn't say it was like cotton candy. But you got to learn. You got to study. But you can do it. Anyway, hey, I appreciate your call. Hope you call back another time.
Okay, thank you.
Got to catch this next caller.
All right.
Thank you very much. And the next caller, if you'd like to come on, identify yourself, have at it.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Pretty good. Who's this?
First time listener. And just had a question about basically what you're trying, the point you're trying to make there with the last caller about the origination of our rights and why no one can really bother you. That's how did you go about attaining that status? If you could explain it like in a nutshell.
Number one, I took a vow before the Father in heaven. Number two, I put it in writing and I declared it to the world.
Okay, put it in writing? You mean you, how did you do that publicly? Like, how did you give them notice?
In the first half hour of the show, I pointed out and something called a notorious declaration where I recorded this in the courthouses and I recorded it to them.
Uh-huh.
I pointed it out to them in writing.
Okay, so you filed this with your clerk?
Yes.
Yeah, where can you get a copy of that?
It's at freedom-school.com.
So when you go to the link, that where it says welcome and blessing to those with eyes and ears to the gathering / offering, that one? I'm trying to find it here.
Yes, and that, you know, and then you go to chapter 3, and you go to part A, and all I did was pull out a couple pieces, but there's a lot of material there that you might want to read.
Well, I'm pretty well versed in terms of, I'm just trying to understand where you're deriving your premise. Are you doing it from, you know, I'm not a 14th Amendment slave, or
I... Right, I'm setting out my conditions, yes.
I'm sorry?
I'm setting out the conditions that I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen.
And that you derive your
rights. Conditions that I'm under the Father's jurisdiction.
You're under divine law, essentially, is what you're saying, right?
Depending on how you define divine, in our society, it now has become associated with the Pope.
Oh,
and,
no,
you know,
no.
If you want to define it as the Father's laws, yes, that's correct. The
right,
Father.
But under that, you're declaring, because essentially, well, I guess what most people don't understand, I think, and I just recently learned over the last 6 months, is that through three papal bulls declared by the Pope in the 15th century and approximately, that's where they derive ownership of the land, of the entire earth, of our mind, body, and soul, essentially. And you're essentially telling the, what you're calling Babylons, Babylonians, right?
That's right, the whore of Babylon that sits on seven hills in Rome.
Right, right. But you're basically telling the Babylons that you're a child of the Creator, of the Father, of the Holy One, and that you're not under their law.
Exactly.
Great. And that works for you. Now, when you say that, what kind of relationship you got there with your county sheriff? You know who you are?
Yeah, they all know who I am.
They don't bother you?
Absolutely not.
You register your car? You pay your taxes?
No, I do not register my car. I registered my private conveyances, and I made them put it on the police computers.
Well,
you can
when
see
you
all this paperwork at freedom-school where I have done these notifications with a certified return receipt. You can come to my county and, you know, I'm one of my units. We'll go to the sheriff's office.
All right, hear the music coming on. Thanks so much, sir. I'll keep in touch.
All right. Well, we got another break here, folks, so we're going to listen to our sponsor.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it.
Thank you for returning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to continue a little bit on this notorious declaration. And that is something that anybody can do tomorrow. Okay? Now, you may not have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed with respect to the Father's Law. And there may be things that you can't go forward on in the Father's Law right now because maybe you're in debt or this, that, and the other. Maybe you haven't gotten your job in a particular position that you can keep all the fees. And I was sort of in that position. So I said to myself, you know, I've got to keep this Father's Law. And, you know, I read through that a whole bunch of times. And I said, golly, there seems to be a lot of them. Okay, pick one. All right, what's an easy one, Jerry? Okay, let's go to the proper dietary, you know, food. Let's get rid of the pork. Let's get rid of the catfish. Let's get rid of the oysters, the clams, the crabs and such, you know, the snow crab, like stuff like that. Let's go to clean food. Yeah, that didn't take long. I went through my house in a few hours like that. I said, man, I feel a little better. I haven't, you know, hadn't had a whole day of not eating it. Had some amazing things happen in the next 90 days to my body and to my son's body. We kind of healed up. I had been bleeding very profusely for about 2 years. And people said that I had a very bad case of colon cancer. Within 90 days, I quit bleeding. But you didn't wait for 90 days to do something else. And then I said, you know, I need to do something else. What's the next thing I can do? I read what the Christ said. And these, when the Christ says something, every word that proceeds out of his mouth, book of the law is not just in Deuteronomy. And it, he said, those of you that do not have a sword, sell your raiment by a sword. I said, okay, I do that. I went to this big welding shop and I said, what is the strongest stainless steel that you've got? They said, we got some of it. I said, could you make me a sword? And I showed him a design, this, that, and the other. He said, yeah. I said, okay, make me the sword and send it, open to grind an edge, and now I got a sword. You do step by step by step. And there's all kinds of things you can do before you get into some of these heavier things that might, you know, cause you to get into a courtroom. As the song says, nice and easy does it. You don't run in, you know, the old story, Rome wasn't built in a day. We didn't get into this kind of trouble overnight. You may not get out of your trouble overnight. Now, you're a lot better than I am. You know, I'd sure like to hear from you because I've still got a whole bunch of areas I'm working on. Okay? But you do what you can, and you do something. You don't sit around and say, well, someday Jesus will come and save me. That ain't the way it works. We have to repent. Now, the Father's laws are called living laws. And if you listen to different phrases that I said in the first 4 weeks of the gathering offering, I mentioned that they're living laws. I mentioned that man's laws are dead. And I'm going to offer to you a proof. On the top of our Capitol dome, you know where our Congress meets, there's a golden statue up there that was put up there right after Abraham Lincoln had it put up. And I watched this in 1993 when old Bill Clinton had this statue taken down on the top of the Capitol. Now, this goddess, and her actual name is Persephone, P-E-R-S-E-P-H-O-N-E, goddess of the U.S. Capitol Dome, said by her priest to have been immaculately conceived, she was renamed Freedom for American Consumption. Abducted by Hades, son of Saturn, she ruled the dead. You see, they're telling you, except people don't go look this up. That is the rulers of the dead in Washington, D.C. Those are dead laws. That's why on your birth certificate, they type it out in all capital letters. That's why the government, when they send you a letter, it's in all capital letters. Because on the death certificate in the United States Code, it says, when the individual body is dead, we're typing it out in all capital letters. And when you allow them to communicate to you with all capital letters, you're admitting you're under the goddess Persephone. She's the ruler of the dead. I don't know how much clear that they need to do to show this to you. At daybreak on May 9th, 1993, helicopters lowered the queen of the dead to ground level for her first cleaning in more than a century. Want to get a picture of this? Go to the rulers of evil. Go run that book down. Go look at the picture. Go up there to Washington, D.C. and do a little homework. You are, what has happened to us, we've been deceived. That's what it says in the book. We're going to get deceived. But then, Lord says, in the latter days, his children are going to start waking up. His children are going to realize they got to do something. No more talk. Now, you have to investigate and investigate and investigate, but you have to make the decision of what are your methods that you're going to use. Are there other methods than what I'm using? I'm probably pretty sure there are. But quite frankly, I haven't found them. I'm not really that good of a gardener. I'm fairly decent at training dogs and horses. I'm lousy at electrical work. I can, you know, sometimes, three times, if I get enough, you know, work on it, three times, I can do mechanic work on a truck or something. I can get it done eventually, but I'm certainly not very good. But, you know, and I'm not bragging. But you know one thing I am pretty good at? I am pretty good at studying and reading law. And I have a history of that. My genetics are that way. My mom was an attorney. My dad was an attorney. My mom, I do honor to my mom. She was the youngest woman to graduate from law school in the history of this country at her time. To that extent, after she passed her bar exam, she had to wait 6 months to turn 21. And, you know, so there's some genetics in there. And I enjoy fighting bad guys in law. Now, if there's somebody that's gone out there and actually done this stuff, I beg you, please have them call me. If they're doing it better, please call me. I can always, I hope, learn. If tomorrow I cannot be smarter tomorrow than I am today, well, then the Lord needs to get me out of here. Because I've reached, it's called the Peter Principle. Reach your level of incompetence. Okay? You ever heard of that? I want to learn. But what I'm, and there might be other ways to do this. I'd like to hear about it. But right now, I'm saying you have to choose who you're going under whose jurisdiction. In this country and in the entire world, there is a premise of law that is always upheld. When jurisdiction is not squarely challenged, it is presumed to exist. One cannot go out there and say, they come into you and they say, we've got jurisdiction over you. And you go, no, I don't. And yet you've got all these Christmas ornaments hanging on you, like a Social Security number, like a zip code, like the title resident, and on and on and on and on, your name in all capital letters. Receiving an envelope with the Arkansas not spelled out, but in AR, the abbreviation. By being signing something under the oath of perjury and not being in, say, like Arkansas, the state, as opposed to the state of Arkansas. And he goes on and on and on and on. And what the attempt of what the gathering offering is to go through these things step by step by step and point out to you what laws of the Father say and what the laws of man say. And then you can choose those that are actually, that have eyes and ears, that are opening them. See, not everybody's going to open their eyes this time. Whoops, this time. And we're going to get into that too. There's more than one time as far as Adam to Armageddon. But those that are opening their eyes and ears, they're looking for that truth. They have no problem with humbling themselves and saying, oh, I did this wrong. I was deceived. But those that have a lot of hubris, and they just can't believe they made a mistake because they're just so prideful, they're not going to do such a good job. What does the Christ say? You have to begin, be again as children. When we take a brand new child that's just, you know, been birthed, and you take and it's born, you can now teach this child at an early age how to be a good child. You can teach it how to wake up at a certain time, how to go to sleep at a certain time. You can start doing exercises with that child within a few minutes of it being born. And you can work with this child and do that because the child doesn't have any bad habits right now. We get 45, 55, 65, so forth. We got a lot of bad habits. And they say it's easier to teach a young dog a new trick than to teach an old dog a new trick. But we have a benefit on our side. By being older, we have the ability to be wiser because of our years of experience. We can admit, golly gee, I didn't do that exactly right. I need to do it better. In America, for 225 years, the public always says, well, Congress isn't doing what they're supposed to do. And then the solution is hire some new guys, you know, vote some new guys into Congress. And as soon as they get in, they do worse than the guys that were before. And they keep doing this, and they keep doing this. And, you know, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over, getting the same results over and over, but always expecting a different result. You got the goddess of the dead, the ruler of the dead over your capital zone. Should there be actually any other reason, if you read the Word of God, to get rid of your idols, your statues, you know, your false gods? Go back to the jurisdiction of the Father. Now, He has promised, and He always keeps His word, that if you return to Him, that He will bless you. That's simple. And, you know, to me, what has happened to me in my life is very simple. I don't make decisions except where I see what the Father says, do this or don't do that. I don't make any, you know, I don't go out there and say, oh, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm in Arkansas is because the Christ said, those of you that be in Judea, flee to the mountains. And I'm in the mountains. I didn't know where to go till I read what the Christ said. He said, you got to go to the mountains. Now, there's a lot of people listening right now, and they're not in the mountains. And they're saying, well, Jerry's kind of putting me down. No, I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying what the Christ said. You got to go to the mountains. Now, you actually need to find out which mountains you go to. Because if you don't go to the right mountains, you may not be in the right place. Me, myself, I said, oh, look at this, Judea. Now, I wonder how many places in North America are called Judea. Oh, how about that? There's only one of them. And luckily, I went, you know, by the blessings of the Lord, I'm within 36 miles of that, as a crow flies, to that mountain. And I had no clue that, you know, that I was going to wind up that close. But I was going for the mountain. I did know that it said Arkansas. I did know that it said Kansas was meant to land, the land. And then I said, how about that? Arkansas, the land of the ark. I wonder if that's true. I don't know. Let's go to Arkansas. And then I found Judea. Actually, I found it 22 hours after I had signed a contract to rent a small farm so I could find some place to buy and build. So, man, this is amazing. So, take it nice and easy. Don't jump up and down and say, Jerry, you're a liar, you're this, you're that. You know, through the course of my life, if a man's standing in front of my face and he calls me out, guess what? I'll oblige him. I don't call another man a liar unless absolutely I got the proof. But when a man wants to call me a liar and I can in just a couple, boom, 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 right out of the Word of God, and he's wrong, I want him to say, maybe you should use a different approach, sir. Maybe you should say that you have a different opinion, or maybe I haven't studied enough, or maybe you haven't studied enough. You don't come out and call a man a liar. Now, you can call a wimp, somebody that's got snow peas between their legs, and they'll just take and they won't take offense to it. People in government don't call me a liar. First policemen, judges, lawyers, governors, they don't call me a liar. Because they know that I'll show up at the doorstep with the paperwork to prove that I'm not a liar. And I have a history of doing this stuff. And I praise the Lord, and I bless the Lord for him allowing me to go out there and do battle with these guys. I really don't like to get in a fight. Matter of fact, it's against the Kirk family code of honor to fight a little guy, verbally or physically. I like to go after the big ones. It's more fun. You should want to go after the big ones. But you got to get yourself squared away. And I beseech you, do something. Figure a way. Take your first step. Your first step is to declare by taking a vow before the Father and calling to bear witness all of heaven and earth that you're going to learn the Father's law and keep the Father's law as best as you can. Now, those are going to be the people that win. Those that say, oh, no, I want to have all this other money and I want to have all these earthly treasures. They're going to be the losers. I don't associate with losers. I feel sorry for them at times. But losing is not in my vocabulary. I don't want it to be in your vocabulary. The gathering is the gathering of those with eyes and ears. The offering are the words, the laws of the Father, the words of the Christ. I don't offer any other word. Now, when I say a notorious declaration, yeah, I had to go look at man's laws and say, now, what am I going to call this? I read where he says, I can't serve God a mammon, choose you this day who you shall serve, and I read all this stuff, and I said, well, I've got this bunch of paperwork out there that I didn't know what I was, they got me into it from the day I was actually came out of my mom. We got a break, and we'll be finishing up the gathering offering for tonight shortly.
Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Thank you for returning to the gathering offering, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, we're going to do a 2 weeks in a row on a subject. And I consider it probably one of the most important subjects that we can do. Next week, we're going to begin on some of the errors that are right in front of our noses about time. So it would be very helpful if next week you would get an almanac. I happen to have one from the year 2010. You can use 2009, 2011, doesn't matter. And there's lots of types of farmer's almanacs and various things. So if you don't have one, you're not going to be able to look at some numbers that are right in the almanac, that you're going to be able to just use a little bit of common sense and see where they're misleading you and I, not me anymore, but most of the people, about time. And if you don't have time correct, if you think there's like 200 years, 500 years, 1,000 years before Armageddon, before the Christ comes back, guess what? You're not going to be very interested in the gathering offer. But if you think time is short, you probably are going to say, you know, I better get out there and do a little repenting. So time is real important. And you need to know when the seventh appointed day. In addition, I will be using two calendars from years ago. And those calendars, well, not that long ago, 10 years ago. And I've used those calendars for people that tell me that they know when certain events occur. And I simply let them look on the calendars and say, tell me when the event occurs, and they put it down. And then they say, now this next year, tell me when the event occurs, and they show it, tell me. Now, normally I always do this with people that are very astute, very practiced on these Canaanite calendars. Now, they don't know they're doing a Canaanite calendar. But, you know, usually in like about 10 minutes, they go, whoops. And I go, yeah, how about that? Whoops. But they never, ever sat down and put it in black and white in front of their face. And it's every single individual that said that they have a correct calendar. I do this. And then they go, whoops. I say, yeah, well, now let's look at the Lord's calendar, which will be made available to you. But first, we're going to go into the errors that are in front of your eyes. And hopefully, it will be enlightening to vote. And then, all of a sudden, when you find out what the answer is, then you're going to go, whoops, how am I going to do all this? It's these step by step, nice and easy. Work into it. Don't rush in. Rushing in would be a crime. The music that I've selected for the gathering offering is for you to think there and say, what, is Jerry using this music to, like, communicate to me? I'm trying. Blessings to those with eyes and ears, those that have eyes and ears that are opening their eyes. We're going to succeed, and shortly. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening.
Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Let's fly away.
The next